This is StoryCorps Oklahoma. I'm Rachel Hubbard. This week, unexpected love in unexpected places. It was Erbil, in the northern part of Iraq, and Jonathan Jackson was working as a contractor, not exactly the place most people would find love. When Jonathan first remembers seeing Regine, he thought she was the coffee lady, not his counterpart in the meeting. But he couldn't take his eyes off of her. They figured out dating in two different cultures and decided to get married. But then they had to tell their families. Jonathan Jackson and his wife, Regine Bagikani Jackson, came to the Mobile StoryCorps booth in Oklahoma City.
So, tell me how it went telling your family about me.
I remember one day I was just so afraid of how to talk to her because I was in, you know, Erbil in Kurdistan, Iraq, and she was in Germany, living in Germany. So I'm like, okay, that's just nonsense. I'm just going to call her and tell her. So I just grabbed the phone, called her and said, "Mom, I met someone and he is not Kurdish." And she's like, "Oh dear, is he an Arab?" I'm like, "No, he's not Arab either. He's actually American." And she's like, "American? You mean like a Kurd living in America in the diaspora?" I'm like, "No, Mom, he is, you know,
born in Texas.
Born in Texas. He is Texan." And she was very, very upset. She had hoped that when I moved to Kurdistan back after my graduation to work there, that I will actually find a good Kurdish boy and marry him and, you know,
have many, many children.
Many Kurdish babies so that the Kurdish population doesn't die out and become bigger. But no, and I mean, she was upset. She didn't talk to me for a few days. She said she won't come to the wedding. And then she did come to the wedding in Texas and was surprisingly, you know, well with your family and throughout the wedding. And then every time since then that we've been to Germany to visit, it's been, what, 4 times, she just adores you and she makes more of your favorite Kurdish foods than she does mine. And she knows that I love you and that you love me. And I think she's just happy about that.
I think she understood once she came over here that our families have a lot of the same values. We do things a lot the same way.
Yeah, Texans are very similar to Kurds. I mean, I wouldn't have thought. But
I think she was also expecting a blonde-haired, blue-eyed American as well.
She was. The first time she saw you, she told me in Kurdish. She looked at me and she's like, "He's not even a blonde." I'm like, yeah, he's not. And she's like, "Well, you could have married a Kurd. He just looks like he's Kurdish." I'm like, "That's not the point, Mom." But now, sometimes when I'm not around and I can hear from the other room how you and her are talking and understanding each other, it's just, I'm so grateful that you have developed kind of a friendship with her that is beyond a language, and she loves you like her own son.